Welcome to the B-Rad Podcast. It's Brad Kearns. These are our sponsors. Male Optimization Formula with Organs, Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece, Perfect Keto Ketone Supplements, Carol Fit Stationary Bike, Organifi Superfood, Viore Clothing, and Let's Get Check.com Home Testing. And please visit the BradKearns.com shop page for my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance with great discount offers. And now here we go with the show, mofo.
I think it's important that we get help where we can and that we're not ashamed to admit when we need help. I don't care how old you are, if you were in your 50s or if you were in your teens, grief is grief. A broken heart is a broken heart. The combined physical and spiritual freedom combined together, that's what I think is very interesting about. It's a convergence. So yes, it's meditative, but it's kind of induced by a physical experience.
Hey, listeners, I hope you enjoyed the full-length interview show with Sean Askenozy, proprietor of Askenozy Chocolate. And after we finished the formal show, we kept talking. And this guy loves to go deep and get spiritual on ourselves. And it's really fun. So I think you're going to dig this breather show where he talks about kind of accessing that spiritual experience of the incredible sense of freedom that's fleeting in everyday life, but sometimes it's accessed through physical exercise. And I share some of my insights about some of the great memories I have, especially the day that I quit my miserable job, got on my bike and pedaled 103 miles without any training, and my quad saw God during the ride. And I also had just this confluence of special moments in my life of leaving my career and embarking on a new path. So just a fun little chat and more insights from Sean Askenozy. I think you're going to enjoy it. Going back to that mention of getting your mind, your body, and your spirit right. Yeah. And here we are. We're in that advanced age group, I think in the 50 plus division. And We got to start looking at that even further than we did a decade or two decades ago. But how's your fitness approach? And we were going to talk about some of that.
Yeah, it's good. I'm in the midst of a push-up challenge now that is really hard for me. And but what I was going to ask you about that I think you would really be uniquely suited to help me with is about middle way through the pandemic, I needed to engage the services of a therapist / teacher, something beyond my spiritual director. And I'm not ashamed to say, you know, I was in a pretty tough spot. And many of us experience, if not dark nights of the soul, maybe gray nights or shaded nights of the soul. And I think it's important that we get help where we can and that we're not ashamed to admit when we need help. And this woman that's been helping me, this has just been by telephone weekly. She's been awesome. And last week in our session, and it wasn't necessarily from any prompting from her. If it was, it was very subtle. But for whatever reason, I evoked in my mind the first moment in my life where I had a knowing of freedom. And I don't mean where I believed in my freedom or had a book knowledge of my freedom, or someone told me that I had freedom, but an experiential knowing of freedom. And as I was talking with her, it came to me that when that was, I was in the third or fourth grade, probably the third grade. And so I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. And I rode my bike to school by myself for the first time. Mm. And so this would have been like 69. And I had a Stingray bicycle, and my house was, you know, maybe a mile from the school. And in riding the bike, I remember the details of the sun, the crispness of the day, and just that forward motion. And when I was describing it to her, I broke down. I started crying describing this bike ride to her. And Parenthetically, I'll note, we didn't talk about this in part one, but my dad died when I was 14 of lung cancer. As I mentioned, he was a lawyer. And it was really tough for me. Very, very, very tough. That grief, or should I say unresolved grief 25 years later after the murder case, is the thing that then triggered me into finding my vocation and finding my calling. Because I volunteered in the palliative care unit of a big hospital for 5 years on Fridays, just visiting patients, dying patients. And that I did after that murder case that I described to you. And so that was really tough. And it's, you know, the long arc of grief. I don't care how old you are. Your dad died in 2020. You know what I'm talking about. And even though he was 97 years old, doesn't matter. If you were in your 50s or if you were in your teens, grief is grief. A broken heart is a broken heart. You know, sorrow is sorrow. I don't care what age you are. I believe your soul is ageless. Your true self, your true nature has no age, has no age. And so my nine-year-old soul, or what my nine-year-old that I thought was, for whatever reason, I was evoking this freedom and this bike ride. And, I couldn't figure out what it was. I don't know what it was. I'm not that athletic. I wrestled in high school for a little bit, and I did martial arts in college when I lived in Japan, but then I kind of gave it up for debate and law school and all that stuff. And I walk a lot. That's pretty much what I do. And now I do push-ups and stuff, all that aside. But so then last week I started thinking, okay, I need to go back to the short film called Slow Mo about this neurologist who gave it all up because of a neurological condition that he had. He lived in San Diego. If you haven't seen the video, I strongly encourage you to Google Slow Mo. And it's Slow Mo, all one word. And this guy started inline skating on the boardwalk in San Diego. He's done it every day for 15 years. And in this documentary, he, as a neurologist, he describes this position that he gets in that's almost like the Warrior Three position in yoga. So it's one leg on the ground, in line, skating, one leg and back, both arms out to his side, almost like he's flying, head down. But he's slow. It's fairly slow. Wow. It's not the super speed. And he describes it as reaching this place. Some would say the zone or flow state. I don't think it's that. Perhaps it is, but he talks about this, the science behind, the neuroscience behind acceleration, forward acceleration, and gravity and the center of gravity in the earth sort of pulling down, and its effect on our brain and our equilibrium. And he says that maybe in skiers or surfers or, but what I was going to ask you, since I'm not super athletic right now, I haven't done skating or inline, but the reason I want to figure out what that is for me is because it takes you to a place. It's a place, it's a meditative place. And I meditate a lot, you know, I pray every morning, but I want to experience that in something that I can do physically that will bring me to that sort of maybe forward acceleration. Or what do you think about that?
Hey folks, how about a non-drinker telling you what kind of alcohol you should drink? That's right, it's pseudo-sommelier Brad Kearns here to recommend Dry Farm Wines. Why? Because if you choose to drink, I want you to be healthy and make a superior choice to the mainstream commercial wines. Listen to my podcast with Dry Farm Wines founder Todd White. The insights were astonishing, especially that most all commercial wines are loaded with dozens of chemicals that the FDA allows in your wine, but don't have to be listed on the label. And the sugar, oh my goodness, the sugar levels can be as much or more per liter than Coca-Cola, but difficult to taste due to the acidity in the wine. Dry Farm Wines is a membership club where you're shipped hand-picked wines from old-world family-run vineyards in France, Italy, Greece, and Sicily. These wines come from non-irrigated vineyards hundreds of years old that deliver a tastier, higher antioxidant grape, and they're independent lab certified to be completely free from chemical additives and naturally 100% sugar-free. That's right. The sugar was allowed to ferment out instead of be arrested by chemical intervention in the name of pleasing the average consumer palate that has a sweet tooth. The Dry Farm Wines Club has taken off like crazy because ancestral and keto enthusiasts, people who care about their health, appreciate a sugar-free wine. You'll enjoy the variety, the taste, and the pleasant sensation in the aftermath of burning through the alcohol buzz and going on with your life without a hangover. So if you care about your carb intake and your overall health, Dry Farm Wines has a special promotion for podcast listeners. Get your first bottle for a penny when you enroll at dryfarmwines.com/Brad or click on the Dry Farm Wines at the bradkearns.com shopping page. Cheers.
Wow.
I know, I mean, you're going to know about this. I know you're going to know about it.
I mean, that example is pretty bizarre. It's hard to relate to what the guy's talking about with his positioning of his body. But I think, you know, life is so comfortable that we don't have many opportunities to, you know, to push the body to the limit once in a while. And, you know, I've been doing this my whole life and it's just so rewarding that I think of it as second nature. But, you know, I've had a transition in my athletic practices over my lifetime. And I used to be an endurance athlete. And that was my whole thing, was going all day and pushing my body and putting my brain into that state where it's like, we got to concentrate for a 7-hour bike ride. And that's all fine and dandy. But now, like, my complete passion is an event that takes 1 second. I'm a high jumper. And that's all I think about. It's so fun to get out there and try to perfect my technique. And from the time you leave the ground to landing in the pit, it's 1 second. You don't even know what's going on. I have to watch the video to see if my technique is right, because it happens too quickly. But I'm just referencing that as
that's what
my talking point is. Like, you go out there and do something that's so different from your day-to-day experience of typing a computer or laying in a bed or sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. And it can be, you know, it can be a real rush in that sense, that maybe that's what you're relating with the guy in the show. Yeah. And especially if you're, you know, not super competent at something. And now you pick up, everyone's into archery now, the cool people or whatever it might be. But, you know, I've been skiing my whole life, and my friend who's an expert skier, he gave me a little tip on the slopes last month. And I had, from the second he said it, you know, the next 3 days, I felt like I owned the whole mountain. I had broken through from an entire lifetime of being scared to get out of control. And now I'm using my arms correctly. And you just have these kind of portals that are accessible in the physical realm that aren't there anywhere else that I've experienced. Maybe in a, you know, a 3-day silent meditation retreat, you're going to feel the same way I did when you did that epic 8-hour bike ride and climbed up to the top of the mountain, because those things I can remember just like your 9-year-old bike ride to school.
Yeah, that's why should you have the time and you see that video and you can email me back and tell me what you think or something. But I'm fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by it because in that age of 9 years old, you know, the knowing of freedom is more accessible than, like, I just turned 60 last week. And, you know, for us 60-year-olds or 50 or whatever, we tend to get sort of separated from that knowing of freedom. And I don't necessarily mean, you know, emotional freedom, or I mean the combined physical and spiritual freedom combined together. That's what I think is very interesting about it. It's a convergence. So yes, it's meditative, but it's kind of induced by a physical experience. And not one that was like my bike ride to school. I mean, it wasn't like I was breaking some speed record or something.
Yeah.
It was just this experience of freedom and knowing. And it was just kind of strange how it came up in therapy. And then I happened to remember that this documentary I'd seen years ago, it's from 2013. Mm. You'll love it. It won all kinds of awards, this documentary. 16 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I'll watch
16 minutes. Yeah. 16 minutes.
Yeah. I'm also thinking of, I was, you know, I graduated college. I was a big athlete, triathlete on the running team. And then I was immersed into work at the world's largest accounting firm. And it wasn't my calling, man. I could tell on day one when everyone was so excited, all the other hires were captivated by the employee orientation and the retirement plan. And I was like, what am I doing here wearing this stupid suit in this office building? And I only lasted there 11 and a half weeks. And the day I announced my retirement, they were pretty surprised because they'd spent all that money training me. But when I walked out of the building and the next day I got on my bike and I rode 100 miles, which I wasn't prepared for. But, you know, my intention was I was going to go try to become an athlete now. But right. I think, you know, combining that particular bike ride with the previous day, I had exited a career and like walked out of this building and felt like I was really free to go live my life instead of to that point, I had majored in accounting and done the interview process and the recruiting and all these things that, you know, society was telling me, this is what you're supposed to do. You go to college, you get a degree, the degree applies to a career, you know, everything was on point. And then, yes. You know, exiting the building and sitting on a bike seat instead, I think that's, that was sort of a transcendent experience too.
I'm sure it was. What a moment of freedom. I mean, truly, that's, there's nothing like it really. And it's not that I'm saying that I want it, the feeling for the sake of the feeling, but I want to experience that kind of connectivity that is combined, as I said, sort of converging with a physical experience, you know, because I have had I described to you, I've had that feeling in Africa, you know, when we're there with you. I had that experience when I was volunteering with patients who were dying in the hospital. I've had that same kind of feeling of freedom as I'm just spending a moment, you know, with this person in date. But I thought, you know, when I've read so much about you and your experience with sports and as an athlete, and that I thought maybe you would have also some thoughts on this. So
pretty wild. I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let me know what you think about that.
It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. Hey, this is going to be one of my favorite commercials because I get to introduce you to the delicious, nutritious, life-changing Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece. This is a mind-blowing nut butter blend that will soon ascend to your number one go-to snack, treat, or accoutrement for anything from dark chocolate, a cucumber celery smear, or mixed in with yogurt, oatmeal, cheesecake, or with a spoon right into your mouth, heading south. Let me tell you what I created in my kitchen through whirlwind experimentation and extreme sampling to my VIP product testing crew across the nation so far with 100% approval. In this beautiful jar, we have macadamia nuts, walnuts, cashews, the rare and precious coconut butter, coconut flakes, cacao nibs, real ancient sea salt, and organic MCT oil. Every single ingredient has been sourced to origin to be the very best we could find from around the world for the absolute highest purity and nutritional value. We run this product in small batches with a boutique family business in the Pacific Northwest, and everything is cold-pressed to preserve nutritional value. So if you like eating healthy, it's a dream come true for all those who are keto, primal, paleo, and vegan vegetarian too. I come in peace, my global healthy living friends. Masterpiece, that is. Try some now, and it will change your life. I promise. If you don't like it, send it back to me. I'll eat it. You can order Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece on Amazon. Simple, simple. Or if you're bold, daring, and adventurous, buy three and get a bottle free at bradventures.com. Buy six and we'll send you 8. Christmas shopping early instead of late at bradventures.com. Check it out, Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece.
Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.